Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Live in the sunshine. Amen. God bless you. We're here again to cheer you up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you wherever you are at this moment, at this time, at this. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are alive and praying that, amen, that everything is going well. And we pray that God has been blessing you and keeping you throughout the time and throughout the year. This subject is Signs of Jesus' Return. sign of Jesus' return. Father, we thank you right now. You say where two or three touch and agree, what is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Lord, we pray right now, God, wherever they might be, or listening, wherever, whatever time the program is going on in their life and their families, and that they be comforted, O God, in these times. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we glorify you and we sanctify you because you know all and you see all. And we thank you for that. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you, amen. As always, happy to have you and you and you. Because of you, we have the studio, amen. And we are happy to have you, those of you for the first time that have come into the studio, the program. You can always review these broadcasts. You can go to Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio, and look on the look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. You can find us as well on our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can go down to the bottom of the page. Amen. If you desire to donate an offering, you can click on donation. Amen. So we thank you right now, those have been for the first time, have been calling in, first time callers. You can always click one on your phone and our technician will put you in, and we will not announce your phone number completely. We only give you area code and the last four digits. In the book of Matthews from the King James Bible, you know, we always like to express the fact that, amen, as Christians, we live and move under God's direction, under his written word as well as his spoken word. So try to make sure that the translations that you are studying, amen. Christians, we are studious people. We read and research all our lives in the Word of God, amen. We stay in contact, amen, through prayer, amen, and meditation, amen, and assemblies, amen, making sure we're on the right track, we're in the right direction, amen. The King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, the Good News Bible, amen, the American Standard, amen, the New International Bible, amen. All in those areas, amen, you can find yourself kind of comfortably following God-written word and translations, amen. And still, you still have to wait for the Rhema. Amen. Even though God said something and you've studied it, amen, you always seek his, is it now time to apply whatever you are looking for? Because the Bible says, seeking you'll find, and knock and the door will be open. Amen. So we're searching, we're praying, and waiting for God to give us okay through his Holy Spirit. Say, okay, now it's time to work out this situation. Amen. We're reading for the book of Matthews, the 24th chapter, very familiar to many, many, many people. And we're God, his disciples, asked him privately. Amen. Now the word of God has been written. Amen. It's in the written word. Amen. What Jesus told his disciples. Matthew 25, and beginning at the first verse, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came unto him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not that all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, they came unto Jesus privately, seeking God. Amen. Tell us, when shall these things be? and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world. Amen. This is what we'll be discussing now. We always be looking for discussing about the end of the world, but you have to also know in conjunction with that, Jesus is going to be coming back. Jesus is going to be coming back. Now notice what Jesus is saying here. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Christ means the anointed one. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. You should underline that. Amen. And write it on your calendar, put it somewhere. Because there will always be some group come up saying they're going to be the end of the world. End of the world. And they can find 1,000 of people quit their job and run after these groups. All the time they come, the end of the world is coming. The end of the world is coming. So Christian, as Christian, we know, we search the Bible, and we know what the Bible is saying. For nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be phantoms and pestilence, and earthquakes in various diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, because of iniquity, you know, is dealing with all types of sin. All types of sin. Sin everywhere. Amen. Things happening they never thought would happen before. Amen. And people are going to lose compassion for one another. Amen. 13th verse says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness upon all nations. And then shall the end come. All right? Underline and all right, put out the 14th verse of Matthew's. Put a little note there for that. And a little note for Matthew's, the 6th verse. But notice here, we want to work here on the word and the thing that Jesus is saying, that there will be many religions coming saying, I mean, they have the anointed one. They have the one that God called for. He is the one, he is God's son. I'm going to give you an old survey here, World Religion Made Simple, amen, by Mark Waters. World Religion Made Simple by Mark Water. And this is an old book. This survey, amen, was taken in 2010, amen. There have been some up-to-date material here, amen. But we want to give you some of the information here since that time, amen. He's saying that these figures assume as a world population of 6 billion at the turn of the second millennium. Now we have 33% of the world population, 2 million groups saying that they're Christian. Now, they use the word Christianity, they're saying that these groups uphold that Jesus is Christ in some form in their religion. In their religion. They have the Roman Catholic, the Protestant, the Eastern Orthodox, the Pentecostals, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and the common Christian. They're saying that they have Jesus somewhere. They believe in Christ, Christ Jesus. They believe somewhere, amen, in Jesus Christ. Now, looking at this survey and some more comments from Mark Waters, he's saying that because of the fact that half of the population of the world is increasing at even faster rate, in the light of that, Christian churches is declining. Projection of the year 2010 is based on a current trend, indicating how much good ground Christians are losing. In 1960, with the world population of 3 billion people, 30% professed the Christian faith. In 1990, with a world population of 5.3 billion, this was reduced to 29%. Amen. So as we go on professing, why? You say, well, how can they profess? Because God sent his men and his women to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. If people believe and accept the word of God in their heart, only God knows if they are true or not. And they carry out the program, if they carry out the induction of being a Christian, like water baptism, amen, accepting leadership under Christianity, be baptized in water, take communion, assemble themselves in the faith and study the word of God in the faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. They believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. These are the true believers. Now, there are groups that are coming in and saying that they love Jesus, or they know about Jesus, and they know that Jesus was Mary's son. Amen. But to boil it down and say, will they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and follow after his teaching is a whole different point. Amen. Those of us that have accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior and follow after Jesus' teaching, amen, the Bible says that after a while, amen, when Jesus returns, he's going to take those people. We're going to be a part of his leadership. We're going to be a part of the world. Amen. And we'll be the part of the ones that he's coming back for. So there are many groups out there that say they love Jesus. They know about Jesus. They care about Jesus. But to follow him, Jesus said one time with the disciples, you say, Lord, Lord, but you do not what I say. Amen. The Pharisees said, don't do what I do, but do what I tell you to do. Amen. But we have to understand, even though there are wars and rumors of wars and all kind of pestilence all over the land, danger in your food, danger in the atmosphere, amen, and also the food you get, amen, so much sin everywhere, iniquity is abound, amen, everywhere. There's all type of sin breaking out. And people forgot they don't have the love for anyone because of so much sin. Amen. But yet and still, don't lose your thinking, your mind, because Jesus said, disciples asked him, Father, what is the sign of your coming? And so, yes, we are in the and area of the end of the world, but what about living for him if he show up? When Jesus show up, amen, the word is true. The Bible is true. Look at all different type of sin man is doing, all different type of laws and regulations man is trying to change. Man is trying to destroy marriage. Man is trying to destroy the church because of Lucifer instigating and fighting against any and every foundation that God has set up in this world to save his people. Amen. That's what behind all of this chaos. amen, of evil. The enemy is behind it. The devil is behind it. Amen. Paul told us in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So it's not your brother, your sister, your neighbor, amen, that's causing this all this disaster. Amen. No, the enemy is behind it. The devil is behind it. Amen. So it's for us as Christian, amen, that really love God, been born again, amen, has been accept his rules and regulation, amen, to be aware, keep our minds open, amen, about the coming of Christ, the coming of Christ. And the more you see, the more you see the walls and rumors of walls, amen, it should let you know things are drawing nigh, close at hand. And above all, be careful, amen, who you fellowship with and who will be involved with, because of a lot of false teachers and a lot of false religions. They just use that to entrap people. To entrap people. Those that follow Christ and been born again, and the Spirit of God move within them, amen, and direct them, they will not be entrapped, amen, worried about the end of the world. Amen. Because the Bible been saying so. He said these things are coming, but we should be concerned about our soul. Be concerned about your soul, number one. Amen. Love your neighbor, love your brethren. Amen. But also, you have to be very concerned about you yourself. Amen. You're the one that's going to have to make it in. Amen. Peter has said, amen, it'd be the Bible, the saints will scarcely make it in. Amen. All are we doing, we barely going to just make it in. Amen. So it's not just a party. We got it now. No, you have to do certain things yourself. You have the responsibility. Amen. God didn't create robots. Amen. He didn't just water us, feed us, and say, go play. Go sit down and do this. No, he gave us a mind, a heart. Amen. We have obligations. That same talent and skill that you was using to serve the devil, to serve the world, God wants you to use those same talents in a godly manner, according to his rules and regulations, to serve him, to glorify him, and draw others to him. Amen. You are the drawer. Amen. You are the bait. You're the one that's talking to the gospel. People are watching you. Amen. And how you so calm and relaxed through all this trials and tribulation. Amen. They know. Amen. By your lifestyle, by how you, and when everybody's falling out, they wonder why you can sustain yourself. And what are you, what is your hope in life? Hope. You have a hope that Jesus is going to return. You have a hope and strength in Christ. Yes, you're human. Yes, you eat, you sleep, you live here, amen, but you still, your hope is in Christ. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose the coming of Christ, amen. That's what holds us together. That's what holds us together. That would keep you, amen. Believe it or not, that's what's holding you up. That's what's holding you up, amen. I was in the Caribbean, and we were over there, in a mission, amen, 15, 20 years ago, and we would always come in the country, and a widow would sustain us, give us a place to stay, amen, and she was up in her late 70s, and amen, and she had a home, amen. The last time we visited her, and she said, well, Evangelist, you all can come in, but, you know, after this visit, I probably won't have a home anymore. And we was wondering why they should begin to show her house. Her house, the floor was cracking. The floor was cracking. I mean, you can see holes in the floor. Amen. As well as the room. And we went into the room. You can look up. Amen. You look up and you can see the sky. You can see the sky. So at night, you can see the stars. And we began to, what's the problem? What happened? What happened to the house? What happened? Her husband was a builder. amen, but he, you know, he wasn't a loving man. He was always abounding in the streets. So what had happened, he took the steel out of the building. Amen. It wasn't any steel. Nice concrete house. You can't hardly tell it. Amen. All of a sudden, we were seeking it out and said, well, what can be done? She said, the government, amen, and the other brother that was with me, he was a contractor, and he said, Vanish, no, nothing you can do with this house but tear it down and rebuild. If there's no steel in the building, there's nothing holding it up, nothing holding it together. The concrete doesn't have nothing to hold on to stabilize the building. And they gave me a little lesson in building. And I said, oh, my God, such a beautiful building. Amen. And it's very, very need for the take this lesson today. Amen. People can have follow after Christ afar off. Amen. But if they don't accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior in their heart, amen, and let the Holy Ghost come in, amen, and be born again, amen, sacrificing their life, giving their life, amen, that God can grow in them, amen, and give them a new spirit, a new mind, amen. So when these things that are happening now, that is happening in the land, amen, you can be shaken. Anybody can be shaken, amen, emotionally when you lose your house in a flood or a tornado. Of fires break out and wipe the whole city out. Amen. Everybody can be, if you're a human being, you will be emotionally and devastated. But the hope rise up in you. God will rise up in you and say, thank God for your life. Thank God. God will help me to get another place. Amen. He'll help me to recover. Amen. So without Jesus in your life, without Jesus within you, amen. The day that you hear his voice, the day you hear the gospel, amen, and people be telling you, and you really come deep down in your heart, that does not say that you're a weak person. Amen. That's a lie the devil put out. No, going to church does not say that you're a weak person. Amen. Amen. You're a strong person. You come aware of there's a spiritual world. There's a world in the hereafter that's powerful. And amen. And Jesus and God is in control of everything. Amen. No, don't let the enemy put you out. Oh, what's wrong now? You going to church? No. Well, you should tell them when you see them going down to the soothsayer's house and, amen, then during the Halloween time while they dressing up, amen, they be so in tune, amen, to find the spiritual world when they need something. Amen. All of us who's in sin did that. But now, after we come in Christ and realize there's a power beyond powers. Amen. That Jesus got all power, all authority in heaven and in earth. Amen. And you become a part of that team, a part of that family. Amen. Then you become to realize that what you got, what you have, what God has invested in you, that you can utilize for yourself. But do some research on your own. Do some research on your own. Amen. And take another look at God. Amen. What God has given you in your hand. Amen. He will not leave you. The Almighty God will come into your life and, amen, and save you and give you a peace of mind. And all of a sudden now he'll walk away from you. That's not God. That's not God. Amen. So reading your Bible, studying the Word, and fellowshipping with others. Amen. It will build you up, give you more confidence, give you more insight, amen, about the world. Amen. Wherever you might be, God is powerful. Wherever you might be, he's given you the authority. Amen. He's given you the power, amen, to call on his name, to pray to him, amen. And he will not leave you or forsake you. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines tonight and today, wherever you might be. Amen. You can call in. When you call in, just push 1 on your phone. And, amen, we have a discussion, as always. It might be a question that came out concerning the end time. You have heard something that you want to discuss. You don't have to give your name. We will not give your name, amen, because we like to have it. You feel free. And these programs are recorded, and you can go back later on and listen to them. during the one of the week, the time, you can always go to our website as well. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. Amen. You can go there and follow down, or you can go to, on your computer. Amen. Go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and for the last 2 or 3 years, and search out a subject you would like to hear be discussed. Amen. Because iron sharpens iron. We're discussing what we know, what we've been living by here, amen, on Doctrine of Truth at a grassroots level. At a grassroots level. All right, we're going to the studio now. We open up the lines. You would like to have a comment, always at the end of the broadcast, around about 4 minutes or less, we will always have prayer for those of you that are sick, those of you have gone through trials and tribulation, or whatever. We're at 954, last 4 digits at 4427. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you.
Listen to you and your family.
Hello.
It is wonderful to have an avenue where we can come and discuss these subjects are perplexing, and I know that they are troubling sometimes to many of us, because they are things that we think about. And it's good to have a place where we can come and openly talk about it, understand it. There are many signs that we read in the Word of God. He said that we were signs of Him returning, and we see it now. We do see unpredictable weather, and definitely in being lovers of themselves, some of the more obvious things of His return. But the one thing that tells me more and more that He's returning is what you've talked about thus far on the program, and that is the never before in a lifetime have we had such an abundance of information. And you talked about a few statistics there of the population increasing, but yet when they take the statistics, the surveys, they find less people. Information is in such abundance, and it seems to be that's what tells me the Lord is soon to come, because you know God asks us to get understanding, and man seems to be now in an era wherein that He's not seeking understanding. He's trying to seek more and more knowledge. And with all that knowledge, what good is the knowledge if you have no understanding? So to me, the increase of all this gathering of information and knowledge, and every country is out trying to race the other to increase their ability to gather information and use that information advantage, but you just don't hear any more of people trying to get understanding. And that is the whole purpose of the gospel, is that you get understanding. How can you live this life, this godly life, if you have no understanding? So to me, of all the signs of His return, the fact that we are less and less man is pursuing understanding and trying to acquire more knowledge is a sure sign of me that He's soon to return.
All right. Very good, as always. All the signs out there. Amen. And we have to be mindful. Amen. Like He was saying, of the information. And Jesus said, He said, my yoke is easy. Amen. So, It seems as though sometimes when people hear about Christ, and they all have to do is accept Him, amen, And it's about information. And that Christianity is, we're about spreading the information. And if a person accepts it, amen, then he has to follow the instructions of the faith. And that's it. And that's it. But these other groups makes it so hard. They have to do this and do that. And people, they're not looking for Christ. They're not really looking, amen. But we as Christians, we have to continue showing our lifestyle as well as telling them about Jesus Christ. All right. God bless you as always. Amen. Hundreds of groups, different religions out there daily, amen, discussing about, amen, come this way. We have Jesus. Amen. The word of God said, don't go. So we have him out here in the desert. He came back in the desert. Amen. And the Bible said, don't go. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on the phone if you want to clear it up. Amen. You can lose your house, your home. Amen. But when you got Jesus within you, he's coming back for people. Amen. He's coming back for people. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're discussing the sign of Jesus' return. Of Jesus' return. The world is, they love the world. They say, oh, this is a sign when the world is going to end. But Jesus said, first now, he said, they asked him, say, Lord, when you coming back? And he told them that all this is going to happen. Amen. And then the end of the world. But people got to be, we have an obligation. We have a duty. Amen. Not just sitting in the church. Amen. Once we get our mind and settle, it's our job, our duty. Pass out tracts, call people, let them know you need Jesus in so many different ways. Christ can help you. Keep your hope. Keep your hope. Amen. Keep your hope in life with Jesus Christ. Oh, I know. Keep your hope in life with Jesus Christ. I'm going to write that down. Amen. All right, we're here. We don't want to run out of time. Amen. We don't want to overlook anyone. Thank God for you and you and you. And amen. For being in the studio as well. Amen. That we can kind of iron sharp and iron. We can, amen, kind of correct some things that the way you accepted Christ, amen, maybe God has shown you something, amen, that gave you a word. Somebody had written you a letter about Christ, amen. There's always, like the first caller was saying, always things that are popping up. And we're getting down into the seasons now, amen. During the holiday seasons arising, everybody have their own little Jesus. Everybody have their own faith. Amen. And if you're not really rooted and grounded, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, you might sound, amen, say, oh, you know, I'm willing. But then someone come up and say, oh, Jesus had, amen, there's another 3 or 4 Bibles written they found. Oh, that was a hidden book on Christ. Oh, Jesus got married. Oh, all these different things that comes up. And it shakes your faith. Area code 305, we're at last 4 digits, 4271. Area code 305, 4271.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
I'd like to contribute. I keep going and coming back to, you know, the Lord's return. The greatest sign of it is a lack of the love of God. Coming back to that because I agree totally with you that everybody got their own little this. They got their this kind of Jesus, and they got their types of Bibles and this and that, and the lack of love is present. So that's what I want to contribute, because you just can't do anything without God's love. And the love of God is what frees you and it holds you together. You see what I'm saying? It love of God enables you to endure. You see, the love of God, even when you got pain, the love of God will hold you. You see what I'm saying? It has a way of telling you, Bishop, you know this. It has a way of telling you it ain't gonna last forever. See what I'm saying?
All right.
So that's what I want to contribute. It's a whole lot I could say, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, but that's what's on my mind, because there's so many see it this way, see it that way, and even the order and what's going on in service, they speak openly. And many of them don't know what they're talking about, and it's just a whole lot of opposition. So that don't get in the way of you enduring. You see what I'm saying? Because we got to endure, tell Jesus, whatever we are dealing with, you got to overcome it, and we got to endure. So that's what I want to put in right there, because it's a whole lot can be said. You know, but that's what I want to introduce right there.
All right, very good. Because if nothing else, you know Jesus loves you. God loves you, and you have Him with you and in you, and He understands you. Like 1 John 4:4 says, "He that is in you is greater."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Without the love will help you oversee.
Mm-hmm.
James said. Amen. Love can cover a multitude of sin. You can look at your brother, but you're looking ahead of him. You're not looking at him now. You're looking at, amen, what he could be. Amen. He looked like a raggedy basketball now. A raggedy seed hanging on. No, but you're looking beyond that. And God can see what he should be. And you can talk to him in love. You can talk to him in love. Amen. Very
you
good
know,
point.
Bishop,
we got to hold on to that.
You know, Bishop,
yes,
we have to have God's love. He trusts us with it. We won't vary. We won't wander. All kind of little cliches and all kind of little things that get your attention. All kind of awareness that grab hold to even in the government and all this kind of thing. See, that's what we need to love. And most of all, to deal with one another. You see,
mm-hmm.
that's where God wants us to focus. That's Jesus is coming back for the ones according to Revelation who loves him the most. So I don't have
mm-hmm.
to have my way all the time. I can shut up sometime, Bishop. I can take the low end sometime. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to take my brother to the law and sue, you see, because this is what the world is doing. You see, I have to have enough love to tell my brother what he needs to be told, you know, without fussing and striving and all this kind of thing. So God wants us to walk in peace with one another. And that's what I'm kind of looking at these days, because it's so many. You got to pick and choose. Everybody's saying this and that, but you got to pick and choose and stand strong in what you're saying. So that's what the greatest sign of Jesus returned, and he's showing up coming back, and I believe so. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. I bless you, man of God. All right. The love and all information Amen. God's love. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We want to try to get in as many as we can. Amen. We want to be observant to, amen, many. Amen. Your comments, you might not think that your comments might not help, but you don't know what might click. Amen. You know, putting a puzzle together, something might, a proverb came back to my mind and said, when you do good to a person, I'm just paraphrasing, amen, when you do good to a person, amen, you heap coals upon their head. You know, your enemy come after you and you do good to him, you be heaping coals on his head. Amen. All right, we're talking about the signs of Jesus' return. Amen. We can't overlook that. I know there's things that are happening in your neighborhood, your friends. Amen. Things that are happening. I was clicking by the news, and I always try to stay up to date of what's going on. If it might not be totally true, but I always try to keep up to date on world affairs. And amen. I don't know what station it was. I was clicking through, and it had 8 or 9 little children beating up a parent out there on the field, little small kids. I said, oh, my God. And I had tried to went back to get the whole information. Amen. But that's what it is today. It's today. This is the end time. End time. The time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Times of Noah. Amen. Rebellion. Lawlessness against the law. Amen. But at the same time, Paul told us in Ephesians, amen, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers in high places. It's wickedness in high places. And it shows today. Amen. People in high places. Amen. And let us know what the Antichrist is going to be, what the world is going to be. And we're closer and closer. Amen. All right. We're a good subject, but I better slow down here. We want to get another caller or somebody want to call again. Amen. I'm going to take up your time. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. Like the first caller was saying, that we can come through and ask some things. And with you and your help, amen, we're looking to expand this broadcast a little bit more in the future. But you have to take what you have. All right. Hello?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, in this time now, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of information, and we know there are more ministries now than we can see. That you can look on one, see a dozen or so ministries, and the thing I was speaking about understanding it with so much out there. You have to do what we're saying to understand it. And the only way you can get to understanding, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help guide you through the Word and see whether or not it's the Word of God. Because if you're not, with so many different religions, how's a new person in Christ is going to be able to steer through all the many different religions that's standing on the corner there? They lined up. And a person, if they don't get understanding of the Word, then how will they know which way to go when it comes to following which group? And the Word of God is the only one that's telling you, that's asking you of all you're getting to get understanding. And the Lord tells us that if we would pray and ask the Holy Spirit, He would help us to understand the Word. So with all this out there, I think the way we begin at is to first make sure we understand what we are receiving. Otherwise, we could be falling for a long while in the wrong direction.
Yes, sir. Very good point. Amen. It's like going in the mall, shopping center, and everybody got a sale. And we're walking down what store you want to go into. Amen. So once you witness to someone, and we have to put them up under. Amen. upon our arms and continue to work with them. We're responsible. Amen. All right. We were down about now, about 3 or 4 more calls here before we go into prayer. Just put one on your phone. Just one on your phone. And those of you that's calling in for the first time, amen, we'll always give you an area code and your last 4 digits, amen, of your phone here. When Jesus went to Lazarus, amen, when we come to those that accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, amen, we have to stay with them. When Jesus went to Lazarus and Martha and Mary, they wonder why he's going out to the graveyard, and everybody said, oh, he's going out there to weep too. When he got there, he told them, listen, y'all roll the stone away now. And when they rolled the stone away, then Jesus, when he spoke, said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came out. And when Lazarus came out, wrapped up with his grave clothes and everything on, Jesus told them, y'all unwrap him. Y'all unwrap him. Amen. Their brothers and sisters have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. We just can't walk away from them. They still got their worldly ideas and things that's wrapped them up. Amen. When they accept Christ, it's our job to unwrap them. Amen. To deal with them, to talk with them. Amen. They like to say they come through so much information. But when he got to us, amen, one of us, we have to still kind of talk with them. Amen. We have to guide them on in. Guide them on in. Amen. They're out there in that ocean of information and that little ship, and you see it, you throw them a line and just hold on with them. It takes a little bit more energy. Amen. Everybody would like to find a brother that's already in church. He done went through all of his twisting and turning. Amen. His sickness and disappointment. Yes. No, but God wants us to unwrap them. Amen. We still got to deal with them, talk with them. Amen. About Jesus Christ. We have to work with them. Amen. And that point hit on me. Amen. The Holy Spirit brought that to my mind again and back, amen, I guess a couple of months ago. Amen. Looking at that what Jesus do and what God do with the gospel, but we still have the responsibility. I don't care how much they know. Amen. You find some that's, oh, they're outstanding. They know all the theology and eschatology, pneumatology. Amen. They know all the theological, amen, studies, but yet and still, they haven't been grounded yet. They haven't been grounded in the Holy Ghost and grounded. Amen. They have it in the head, but they have not really grown in the heart, in the Spirit of God. Amen. So we have the responsibility. Amen. All right, let's get 2 quick calls, and we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Any other comment be said about the end time? Christ's return. Christ returning. Or maybe you have heard some false doctrine. Amen. You need to air out real quickly. All right, 305-4271. 305.
Bishop, what's going to happen is going to happen because God says it's going to happen. You know,
all right.
And all these other variations. See, the church is like a society now. In a sense, you know, it's the place where things are happening. It's not where people are mourning and trying to find out what they ought to do and what you should leave alone. And it's just like you were saying, you got to have your heart full of love to help these babes in Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because today, it's almost a way of life to speak loose about things, indecisive about things, and really joking and jesting. You see what I'm saying? In areas where God is, the Lord is not getting no glory. You see, So what God is all about is getting us prepared for that great day. And you're absolutely right. You need the love of God so you can continue to help others. And that's what the Lord have given us, a spirit of reconciliation. You see, that the babes in Christ can get, they going to get thrown out just because this or that, you see. But you need the love of God to address these issues, you know, with passion, with compassion. And so that's what I've been kind of looking at right there. Even myself, you know, reason with things, you know. Let the love of God fill your heart. And don't always taking it to the cleaners all the time. Let the love of God saturate the whole situation. And then you begin to find peace. And that's what the body needs, peace with God, you see. People talk about repent and do all this kind of thing. But you got to get so you get beyond repentance, you see. You get beyond water baptism. You got to get so that that your words will carry weight. That you don't have to be no theologian. Just be straight with God. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. You hit on something there. Hebrews 6, amen. The foundation, amen. So let us go forward. Let's get from around the water hole and all these different things here. We got to go forward, amen.
That's right.
Maturity, amen. And dealing with these young babes, amen. You got to stand there and hold your ground, amen. And talk to them. Let them know. Brother, I hear what you're saying about the letter in the Bible. I hear what you're saying about it. But God still love you. The church still love you. You know, and stand your ground. And amen. These different laws that are rising now. Oh, boy. Oh, God. It's, all right. Amen. We thank God for, amen, these times. Those of us, and my mind fell on the soldiers. Amen. They are under orders. They took an oath. And they have to go to war. Amen. They are not voluntarily committing murder. They're not out there. Amen. And some of them might have their conscience. Say, oh, I was in the war and I had to shoot and kill somebody. I had to do this. Amen. That was not your volunteer. You didn't voluntarily did that. Amen. Jesus talking about in the Constitution, the command was about volunteering, walking around, committing, shooting, and killing people. Amen. Saints of God, Israel always fighting and going on. Amen. A lot of Old Testament wars broke out. Even if it was a war in heaven, Lucifer was kicked out. Amen. So God knows those things. So anybody that's holding conscience about, amen, they should not kill anybody. And it was in the service. It was under orders and oath to protect the country and protect their fellow man. Amen. Ask God to forgive you and you forgive yourself. Amen. This just came across me about that. Amen. Always a controversy about that. You're a Christian. Amen. But you out there in the war. You volunteer for the war. You're on the oath. Protect your brother and your sister and yourself. God bless you. Amen. We're going to have two short prayer here for our young babes in Christ. Amen. Let's press one. All right. 954-4427.
Father God, we thank you for the broadcast that we have a place to come and share your word, that, Father, we could continue to grow and increase our faith. And as we come, where we're just coming, Father God, or been here with you in this word a long time, we just ask, Father God, that the word continue to help us to grow spiritually. Father, that we may apply your word to our everyday life, that we will walk in righteousness and be a witness to all others. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. 305-4271. You have a very short prayer. Amen.
In Jesus' name, today we thank you, Lord, for this program. We ask you to loose the bound and set every captive free. Give courage, amen, to all those that are struggling. Bless my brothers and sisters all over the land. this bishop and his family. We give your name praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We love you as always. Keep a prayer for one another and keep the love of God in your heart. Till next time, amen. God bless you.